Professor Grunsplatter's Spookatorium. I am your curator, Professor Grunsplatter. Beyond these doors crouch the wonders, horrors, and wry smiles of an uncanny world. This world, your world. Should you choose to come inside, the sounds and stories that the shadows tell will be yours to behold. Make no mistake, it is a place of questions, not answers. A place where the tickle in your belly or the twitch in your eye simply mean you're paying attention. But then if you weren't curious, you wouldn't be here. There'll be no refunds once you enter. Thank you for your attention, and the brave ones, come with me. Greetings, welcome to episode 77 of the Spookatorium. The show opened with Bleak and the track Cold Black Room from their 1995 release Vane, and that is a side project of a couple of the folks from Lycia. And the track you just heard was Stone 588 with Posthumous off the Door to the Dragon's Throat release from 1994. I am going to pepper some of Franz Kafka's vignettes that were unpublished in his lifetime through this episode. This is The Crossbreed. I have a curious animal, half kitten, half lamb. It's a legacy from my father, but it only developed in my time. Formerly, it was far more lamb than kitten, but now it is both in about equal parts. From the cat, it takes its head and claws. From the lamb, its size and shape. From both, its eyes, which are wild and flickering. Its hair, which is soft, lying close to its body. Its movements, which partake both of skipping and slinking. Lying on the windowsill in the sun, it curls up in a ball and purrs. Out in the meadow, it rushes about like mad and is scarcely to be caught. It flees from cats and makes it to attack lambs. On moonlit nights, its favorite promenade is along the eaves. It cannot mew, and it loathes rats. Beside the hencoop, it can lie for hours in ambush, but it has never yet seized an opportunity for murder. I feed it on milk that seems to suit it best. In long droughts, it sucks the milk through its fang-like teeth. Naturally, it is a great source of entertainment for children. Sunday morning is visiting hour. I sit with the little beast on my knees, and the children of the whole neighborhood stand around me. Then the strangest questions are asked, which no human being could answer. Why is there only one such animal? Why I, rather than anybody else, should own it? Whether there was ever an animal like it before? And what would happen if it died? Whether it feels lonely? Why it has no children? What is it called? I never troubled to answer, but confined myself without further explanation to exhibiting my possession. Sometimes the children bring cats with them. Once they actually brought two lambs. But against all their hopes, there was no scene of recognition. The animals gazed calmly at each other with their animal eyes and obviously accepted their reciprocal existence as a divine fact. Sitting on my knees, the beast knows neither fear nor lust of pursuit. Pressed against me, it is happiest. It remains faithful to the family that brought it up. In that, there is certainly no extraordinary mark of fidelity, but merely the true instinct of an animal, which, though it has countless step relations in the world, has perhaps not a single blood relation, and to which, consequently, the protection it has found with us is sacred. Sometimes I cannot help laughing when it sniffs around me and winds itself between my legs, and simply will not be parted from me. Not content with being lamb and cat, it almost insists on being a dog as well. Once, as may happen to anyone, I could see no way out of my business problems and all that they involved, and was ready to let everything go. And in this mood, I was lying in my rocking chair in my room, the beast on my knees. I happened to glance down and saw tears dropping from its huge whiskers. Were they mine or were they the animal's? Had this cat, along with the soul of a lamb, the ambitions of a human being? I did not inherit much from my father, but this legacy is quite remarkable. It has the restlessness of both beasts, that of the cat and that of the lamb, diverse as they are. For that reason, its skin feels too tight for it. Sometimes it jumps up on the armchair beside me, plants its front legs on my shoulder, and puts its muzzle into my ear. It is as if it were saying something to me. And as a matter of fact, it turns its head afterwards and gazes in my face to see the impression its communication has made. And to oblige it, I behave as if I had understood and nod. And then it jumps to the floor and dances about with joy. Perhaps the knife of the butcher would be a release for this animal. But as it is a legacy, I must deny that. And so I must wait until the breath voluntarily leaves its body, even though it sometimes gazes at me with a look of human understanding, challenging me to do the thing which both of us are thinking.
Hey, That was Splintered with the title track from their 1993 release, The Judas Cradle. Before that was Artery with Brink of Extinction from 1984's A Big Machine EP. And that set opened with Nuevo Testamento with the track Cascade. And this is The Vulture. A vulture was hacking at my feet. It had already torn my boots and stockings to shreds. Now it was hacking at the feet themselves. Again and again it struck at them, then circled several times restlessly around me, then returned to continue its work. A gentleman passed by, looked on for a while, and then asked me why I suffered the vulture. "I'm helpless," I said. When it came and began to attack me, I of course tried to drive it away, even to strangle it, but these animals are very strong. It was about to spring at my face, but I preferred to sacrifice my feet. Now they are almost torn to bits. "Fancy letting yourself be tortured like this," said the gentleman. "One shot and that's the end of the vulture." "Really?" I said. "And would you do that?" "With pleasure," said the gentleman. "I've only got to go home and get my gun. Could you wait another half hour?" "I'm not sure about that," said I, and I stood for a moment, rigid with pain. And then I said, "Do try in any case, please." "Very well," said the gentleman. "I'll be quick as I can." During this conversation, the vulture had been calmly listening, letting its eye rove between me and the gentleman. Now I realized that it had understood everything. It took wing, leaned far back to gain impetus, and then, like a javelin thrower, thrust its beak through my mouth deep into me. Falling back, I was relieved to feel him drowning irretrievably in my blood, which was filling every depth, flooding every shore. We'll be right back.
and more besides. Bitch thrust coriander, fewer sides, with considerable charm. You chose not to decide. I really like you because my massage. I really want you because my message. And how long can we sustain ourselves to say we're unable to talk, suffering in silence, our eyes give it away, so close as we part, a touching display, coloring my thoughts, predominantly gray, and fighting bravely.
That was Wire with The Touching Display from their 1979 album 154, and it still impresses me that that song was from 1979. Before that was Gravatar with Nelcott, and that set opened with Subarachnoid Space and Floating Above the Skyline. This is At Night.
Deeply lost in the night, just as one sometimes lowers one's head to reflect, thus to be utterly lost in the night. All around people are asleep. It's just play acting, an innocent self-deception, that they sleep in houses, in safe beds, under a safe roof, stretched out or curled up on a mattress, in sheets, under blankets. In reality, they have flocked together, as they had once upon a time, and again later in a deserted region, a camp in the open, a countless number of men, an army, a people, under a cold sky, on cold earth. Collapsed where they once had stood, forehead pressed on the arm, face to the ground, breathing quietly. And you are watching, are one of the watchmen. You find the next one by brandishing a burning stick from the brushwood pile beside you. Why are you watching? Someone must watch, it is said. Someone must be there.
We'll be right back.
exists to showcase music and ideas. I am not an expert at anything, and I have no agenda beyond fostering curiosity. The show is not monetized on any platform. It's available on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and others. A video version is available on the Cryonic Mind YouTube page. If you can like, subscribe, comment, etc., it helps the show's visibility. If your music was featured here and you'd prefer it was not, let me know and I will remove it from the feed. You can reach the show at spookatorium@gmail.com. The website can be found at spookatorium.org, and your comments are always welcome. Thanks very much for spending some time here.
That was Primitive Knot with The Consolidation of Violence. Before that was God with Tunnel Electroconvulsive Mix from their Appeal to Human Greed EP. And that set opened with Deception Bay and with Not a Sound from 1991's Fortune Days release. That is going to do it for this episode. Thank you, as always, for tuning in. I do appreciate it. To close the circle this time, I give you Moon, Morning, Earth from the Raven's Eyes Watch EP. This is The White, The Red, and The Black.
Thank you.